The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Every year, the parents of Jesus went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended, they started to return. The boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, "Give me a light, that I may tread safely into the unknown." And he replied to me, "Go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way." So I went forth, and finding the hand of God, trod gladly into the night. And he led me towards the hills and the breaking of day in the lone east. So heart, be still. What need our little life, our human life, to know if God hath comprehension? In all the dizzy strife of things both high and low, God hideth his intention. God knows, his will is best. The stretch of years which wind ahead so dim to our imperfect vision are clear to God. Our fears are premature. In him all time hath full provision. The turning of the year reminds us of the passage of time, which seems, as a lot of people have told me when I was younger and now I'm getting to their age, seems to speed up as the years go by. For a lot of people, tomorrow night will be an evening of celebration, a counting down to midnight, toasting the new year. For others, it will be a time of reflection on these past 12 months. Perhaps relief that a difficult year is over, a time to let past sadnesses go, a time to start afresh. For some, it will be a time of expectation as to what 2019 might bring. Important exams, a new job, a special birthday, retirement, a wedding, a birth, a special holiday. By and large, we tend to look forward, perhaps in the hope that things will be better, situations will become resolved. On a wider, on an international level, we pray that perhaps this coming year will bring peace to those nations engulfed in violence. All those newspaper articles looking back over the past year, reminding us of various events, make us realize that in many ways we seem to be in a mess. But a new year gives us the impetus to do something positive. And yet when, as I say, we do look back, we wonder if our optimism is but a whistling in the dark. But those verses I've just read put all this in perspective, remind us that the Lord of eternity is in fact in charge. That at the end of the day, we can never see more than the present moment. We don't actually know what will happen by the end of today, let alone the end of the week or the end of the month. Of course, we make plans. That's quite natural and healthy. But to give life a true perspective, we need to realize that all we can do is put our hand into the hand of God and trust him for the future. The stretch of years which lie ahead, so dim to our imperfect vision, are clear to God. That's the faith we live by, that there is an underlying order to what can sometimes seem to be chaotic and meaningless. I suppose the very fact that we do make plans is an assertion of that hope. The sun will rise tomorrow, the earth will continue to spin on its axis. And it's in the event that we've just celebrated, and indeed continue to celebrate, which gives us a reason to believe that God does sustain this fragile and beautiful planet. Because he cares enough about it to send his son to share in its life. And by doing so, to give us a vision of how we might work to make it the sort of place that we'd really like it to be. Where peace and justice and understanding, tolerance are the norm. When we recognize all people as made in God's image and likeness, give them true respect and dignity. In Jesus' own words, to love one another as he loves us. But in the modern parlance, his was tough love. It wasn't sentimental Hollywood love. It was life-changing. It was life-enhancing. Let's listen to the manifesto that he read at the very beginning of his public ministry, quoting from the prophet Isaiah, that prophet who looked more than others to the coming of the Messiah. He's in the synagogue at Nazareth. He's been handed the scroll to read. He opened the book and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." And he said to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Of course, it was too much for some who didn't want change, so they tried to eradicate him, as we know. But they couldn't. As we also know, he rose again, and he goes on pouring out this love to all who will receive it. And here and there, we see its results, and we can take heart. We continue to try to implement it. And yes, there is still a lot of darkness. But if we follow in the way that Christ has shown us, we shall bring his light into it. And like the dawn breaking in the east, it will spread. As John testifies in the very opening words of his gospel, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." That's the good news that every Christmas recalls, and is our hope, is the heart of our faith. So may we resolve in this coming year to put our hand more firmly into the hand of God, trusting that because of what he's done in Jesus, he'll continue to work us to further his purposes. And so we can look forward in hope, in expectancy. Whatever the past has held, it is gone. God calls us to build a future into his kingdom, starting here, starting now, and starting with ourselves. I began with a poem, let me finish with one. We may have a long way to go to fulfill its sentiments, but we need a vision to aim for. How can we do the work of God? How prosper and increase harmony in the human race and the reign of perfect peace? What can we do to urge the time that shall surely be, when the earth shall be filled with the glory of God and the waters cover the sea? March we forth in the strength of God. His banner is unfurled. Let the light of the gospel shine in the darkness of the world. Strengthen the weary, heal the sick, and set every captive free, that the earth shall be filled with the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. Amen.